from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
This hour brought to you by Zero Risk, smart, lasting, clean. It is the Morning Shift. We are in Midtown. We are not in Flowery Branch. We are not. Currently, we are not your eyes on the ground up in Flowery Branch at the Atlanta Falcons facility. We are your ears. Jersey Mike is up there on location, letting us know when the power grid comes back on.
And we're going to be up there as soon as this show is over at 8:52 when we get done with Jim Duquette, who will be on at 8:40 from, I think, MLB Network. We are going to get back in the WSauce AT&T Orchard Z71 and just get on up there.
We're going to use Bo's mom's landline, and we're going to call somebody and make sure that they're on. You know, they have power up.
Well, we don't need power for what we're going to do.
Right.
Which is pick up your truck and maybe do a post-practice interview.
Look, man, it's Mike and Bo hanging out with you. Maria Martin, kind enough to join us this morning, you know, jumping through all the hoops of going up to Flowery Branch and coming back to Midtown and going back to Flowery Branch. So glad you can join us here on this Wednesday morning. Now, we are playing Which One Wednesday. Maria, let me explain this to you.
Okay.
I will ask you to make a decision. It might be a yes or no. It's usually an either or. And it's a debate style topic, right? So you have to give your reasoning behind your decision. Now, Bo is going to fill this room with a lot of hot air, right? He's going to absolutely just kind of talk. And at the end, Dylan's going to say, I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. But Dylan will be the judge, and that's kind of how we play the game.
He said he was going to judge very fairly.
I hope so.
I'm holding you to that, Dylan.
He is a friendly person, and he has been known to just, you know, be really friendly with the results of anybody playing against Bo. Now, I don't want him to be friendly to Bo. I'm just going to throw that out there. Bo is, he's got a pretty good record in this game. I think he's like 5-2.
Despite everything being said against me by everything Mike says just now, like, right. I still win because I'm a winner.
Yada, yada, yada.
Winners do.
All right, here's what we're going to start. We were talking about it earlier. Maria talked to some of the players yesterday at training camp about how their teammates would do in random Olympic sports. But what would you be better at? And, Bo, we'll start with you. Would you be a better skateboarder or a breakdancer? Would you be a better skateboarder in the Olympics or a breakdancer?
Probably a breakdancer. And the only reason I'm saying that is I would probably break something during training of skateboarding, and I would not be able to train. So I would never even make it to the Olympics because I would be over there.
I don't know why a picture of Bo on a skateboard has got me weak right now.
Yeah, I don't think skateboarding is in the cards for us.
Maria, what do you think? Would you be a better skateboarder or a break dancer?
Well, fun fact, I grew up dancing, also grew up skateboarding because I'm from Florida.
Oh!
So.
JNCOs and everything. I just, you know what I mean? You got the baggy pants on, the JNCOs.
Yeah, what?
You don't know what JNCOs are?
No.
What?
Am I supposed to know what these are? Wait, what are those?
Those are pants that I wore in high school because they were in. And they were big and baggy.
Okay.
Anyways, I will not be wearing JNCOs. I don't even know what they are. I'm going to look them up.
Yeah, JNCO.
I'm going to go with breakdancing because I actually think I could hit some moves.
Yeah, you have a little bit of that rhythm.
Yeah, I can.
All right, how about this? Would you rather, now what would you be better at? Would you rather participate in the Olympic rugby or Olympic marathon speed walking? Olympic rugby or Olympic marathon speed walking. Remember, both of your feet cannot come off the ground at the same time for 26 miles. Which one would you rather compete in, Bo?
Oh, rugby all day long. First off, I don't know what it is those people are doing, but it ain't something I want to do. And I don't want to be a part of anything with the word marathon on the end unless there's alcohol involved. I'll tell you this, though. Rugby looks like so much fun. Now, I don't want to play because, you know, this face just can't take that damage. But I mean, I would love to play some rugby. It's football without the pads.
Yeah, Maria, what do you think? Marathon speed walking or rugby?
I feel like I'm gonna lose some style points here, but I'm gonna go marathon speed walking because listen. I have a reason.
Just those Hokas have flames coming off the back.
Now Bo is doing it around the studio. Okay, so I'm glad that you got up and demonstrated that because it's been 3 years because of Tokyo, but every 4 years. I happen to practice every time I see it. It's a phenomenon to me that your feet can't leave the ground. So I've got some practice under my belt. I'm going marathon speed walking.
I mean, I just can't
metal
imagine.
Me up.
Can you imagine getting 20 miles into this and be like, your feet, you're out of here.
Like,
what? Can
I just feel like a left penalty the ground.
I just don't my see how you. I just don't see how you walk. I don't understand the
it's
feet.
It's so
not
hard.
The ground,
all right, let's pivot to the Falcons for just a minute. How about this one? We're talking about Caleb Williams not playing. Kirk Cousins probably not playing. More preseason touches. Jace McClellan or Ray-Ray McCloud? Ray-Ray McCloud has been on fire so far this preseason. Jace McClellan, haven't seen a ton of carries out of him, but I have to imagine he's in the fold. More preseason touch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Easy.
McCloud or McClellan?
McClellan, because I get the inkling that Ray-Ray is going to be a guy that gets in on this. He's going to be in with some action on the twos, but Jace McClellan is going to get those carries late in the third and
a lot in
the fourth quarter, and he's going to be their bell cow in the preseason. I do believe.
Yep. They always have that Godwin and Ikobuge.
Yeah.
What do you think, Maria?
This one's also really easy for me. And one thing about McClellan, I'm going to go McClellan. One thing about him that I think people forget, guess how many fumbles he had in his college career?
Ooh.
Guess.
I'm guessing like one.
Zero. Yeah.
Okay.
Zero. This kid's a workhorse. Yeah. He's got traits of Bijan and Tyler. He's got some really good athleticism to him. Don't be shocked if you maybe see him mixed in on special teams as well, but they're going to want to see how he fits into this team. I think it's easy because Ray Ray has his place, I think, with the Falcons.
I love what you're saying there. All right, how about this one? Bo and I were talking about we got spooked by a crazy noise earlier this morning when there was no power at the facility. Would you rather walk through the woods alone at night or walk through an abandoned warehouse alone at night? Through the woods or an abandoned warehouse? Maria, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go abandoned warehouse.
You would rather walk through the abandoned warehouse?
Yeah, because in the woods, there's other elements, animals, which I guess there technically could be.
There could be some in that warehouse, too.
There could be, but they're like rats. I can jump those. You know? Oh, I can jump over them.
What if they're ghosts and you can't punch them? They're just, ooh.
Well, then whatever. I'll cross that bridge when I get there, but I can jump over the rats. Yeah. I can't jump over the bears in the woods.
Dylan, don't make fun of my ghost noise. It is what it is.
I mean, look, I'm a country boy. Country boy can't survive in the woods, but I ain't surviving in some city warehouse. I tell you what, you can fall down. You can fall off a ledge in a warehouse. In the woods, look, if I hear some coyotes or maybe a wolf or something or a bobcat, I'm just going to climb that tree.
Yeah.
So give me the woods. I'm in my element out there.
Tree climbing experience?
Yeah. A little one. And
Kidding me? Paulden County, they had all them good trees.
I've dabbled in
limbs.
That.
All right, how about this one? Which one do you think would be easier to beat in an Olympic sport? Because we talked about both of them today. Tyler Allgeier saying rugby. Would you be easier to beat Tyler Allgeier in rugby or Drake London in basketball? Which one of those would be easier to defeat, Tyler Allgeier in rugby or Drake London in basketball?
Drake London, because I think I could draw some fouls and maybe get to the free throw line, and I would have to be not like – I'd have to step up and make my free throws, which is tough, but you can do them. Tyler Allgeier, I think even Dylan would agree with me on this one. Man, he gets that ball and runs over you one time, you ain't going to beat him concussed, right?
Tyler will be tripped.
Yeah. You can't beat him looking on the ground looking up as he runs over you. That's not going to work out well for you.
Maria, what do you think?
That's the first thing that came to my mind is what am I going to do when I get a concussion as soon as he runs into me? So I think I'd like to
knee
take
to the temple.
Right, and yeah. I have no teeth anymore. So I think I'm going to go basketball because at least I can make some shots. But rugby, I don't stand a chance with Tyler Allgeier knocking me over.
All right, we talked about ghosts a minute ago. How about this one? What's more likely to be real, ghosts or aliens? Because I'm not going to lie, the alien thing kind of crept into my head earlier today, too, when we were out there.
You thought it was an alien working on the spaceship?
No, I just, I was sitting there, and I was like, man, it's so dark. Maybe, maybe there's some alien activity out here. Which one more likely to be real,
see
a
any
ghost
lights?
Or an alien? No, unfortunately.
I don't believe in either, but I do believe in spirits. And so I know some people think it's the same thing. There is a difference to me. We can explain later if you have questions.
We don't have time for your hot air.
I would believe ghosts. I would go with ghosts because it's, we know people are real and all ghosts are supposed to be are people that didn't leave Earth when they died. So, I mean, that's a lot more real than some green Martian coming down working on his spaceship at 5 a.m. in Flowery Branch, Georgia,
what do you
Michael.
Think, Maria?
But aliens could be in a different form
right.
than a green,
could be like a
whatever.
Bacteria.
You know, who knows? I don't know. But I still think it's ghosts are more likely. I've heard some really good ghost stories that I think are real. I've never experienced anything like it, but my mom swears she has, so I believe everything she says, so let's go ghost.
Dylan has just gotten in my ear, and he has informed me that we are tied at this point. So we have one more question that will
ding,
be a tiebreaker. How about this one? Who has more pressure, an NFL kicker or a Major League Baseball closer?
Ooh.
Which one has more pressure, an NFL kicker or Major League Baseball closer?
I got this one, a kicker. Okay. Because not only is the game, the whole game is played and it comes down to your extra points or your field goal, but most of the guys that you're a part of a team with don't even consider you a real player. Not to mention the fact that all of the practices, all you do is standing over there and play like little games with the football. So these guys are busting their arse every day,
and they
see you doing nothing. You better go in there and make that kick.
You better put some respect on the young way.
A closer is just a reliever that is really freaking good and good in high pressure situations with normally a couple of out pitches, one of which being very fast.
I don't know if he's kind of sleeping on the clutchness of kickers. Go ahead, Maria.
Kickers are clutch, but I think that closers, there's a little more wiggle room for error than kickers. It's one move, one kick. Where's the ball going to go? And that
point.
Is it.
Might have to throw 20 pitchers if you're close.
Correct. And I'll tell you a really quick story about kickers and their time and how it's spent. Early in my career, I was working with the Miami Hurricanes, and we did a talent show during camp. And I was in charge of helping the guys put together their videos. Well, the kickers looked at me and they said, listen, we win every year because we got a lot of time on our hands. That's all I think about now when I think about kickers.
Point proven. I agree with this. Funny.
All right, Dylan. You got 20 seconds, man. Who brought it home?
Well, Jared Kelnick and Bryce Elder ended slumps last night. Bo did not end his. For the second week in a row,
wow.
Maria Martin is the champion. For the second week in a row, Bo has fallen.
Look at that.
Woo!
It's the upset for the ages.
Woo!
I actually agree with that. I thought, listen, well stated.
4-3, final score, 4-3.
I thought Maria had a very good answer in the last one. But if you did not give me the win on what I said, which was the honest to God truth, because I have talked to kickers and regular football players, I mean, position players, and they all say the same thing. So you're wrong.
Listen, we got wake-up call coming up on the other side of the break.
404-726-0929
or on the X at 929 Morning Shift. Hit us up. Morning Shift rolls on. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.